This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization says it's not ready to use the word pandemic as the coronavirus continues to spread. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Moving beyond Asia into Europe and the Middle East, the WHO's chief says it's concerning, but
using the word pandemic now does not fit the facts, but it may certainly cause fear.
Here in the U.S., Anthony Fauci at the National Institutes of Health says the semantics don't matter much.
We're not going to do anything different if you call it a pandemic or not.
He says work's continuing on several possible vaccines.
There are going to be a lot of shots on goal for a vaccine. Hopefully one or more of them will be successful.
The White House is preparing an emergency budget request to address the virus. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump is in India for a short visit. On Monday, he addressed a crowd of more than 100,000 people.
The United States and India are committed to working together to stop terrorists and to fight their ideology.
President Trump announced the United States will sign an agreement to sell $3 billion worth of U.S. helicopters and other equipment to India's military. Mr. Trump also promised the two countries will make among the biggest ever trade deals. India's prime minister said a resurgent India would present new opportunities for the United States. Protest groups on three eastern Greek islands have begun setting up blockades aimed at stopping the government from building new migrant detention centers. The groups on Lesbos, Chios, and Samos have received broad support on the islands, including from municipal authorities and farming associations. You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Haiti's capital is getting back to normal today after violent anti-government protests over the weekend. Reuters' Gloria So has more.
A police protest in Haiti turned violent this weekend during a street rally over low pay. The sounds of gun battles and the smell of tear gas replaced celebrations for carnival in the capital of Port-au-Prince. It wasn't immediately clear who fired the shots or gas. However, it's just the latest flare-up of a nation in crisis. Haiti has been racked by a prolonged economic emergency. The worsening political situation has cut Haiti off from much-needed international funding. The country is the poorest in the Americas, and losing funding has hamstrung its ability to respond to spiraling crises, including massive food shortages.
That's Reuters' Gloria So reporting. Lawyers for movie mogul Harvey Weinstein promise they will appeal his conviction on charges of rape and sexual assault against two women. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta.
Harvey Weinstein faces up to 29 years in prison when he is sentenced March 11th. Weinstein was found guilty of rape and sexual assault, but acquitted on the most serious charges of predatory sexual assault. Weinstein attorney Arthur Adela says Weinstein had no emotion when he heard the verdict.
There was no crying or anything like that. All he kept saying over and over again was, I'm innocent, I'm innocent. How could this happen in America?
District Attorney Cyrus Vance says Weinstein deserves to go to jail.
Weinstein is a vicious, serial sexual predator.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The United Nations Secretary General warns human rights are under assault from a multitude of threats, including the climate crisis, the misuse of digital technology, and power-hungry leaders. He launched a call to action to advance and protect the human rights of all people at the opening of the 43rd session of the UN Human Rights Council. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
UN Chief Antonio Guterres calls human rights the ultimate tool to help societies grow in freedom. He laments the erosion of these rights, noting that no country is immune.
We see civilians trapped in war-torn enclaves, starved and bombarded in clear violation of international law. Human trafficking affecting every region in the world, preying on vulnerability and despair.
Guterres says his call to action aims to tackle all forms of inequality and eliminate all forms of discrimination. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And Malaysia's Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad submitted his resignation to the Malaysian King on Monday while his political party quit the ruling alliance in a shocking political upheaval less than 2 years after his victory in elections. A stunning turn of events comes amid plans by Mahathir's supporters to team with opposition parties to form a new government. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.